Hello and welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on FacesUpSuccessRadio.com. I am so excited to have you on the show today. I'm so excited for my guests who are on the show today. And hopefully we'll get them back on the line. We just lost them. but they should be back momentarily. Oh, there they are. So I have Antia and Brody Boyd with me for tonight's show. And Antia and Brody are dating coaches out of Northern California. And they have been helping singles all over the world find the right partner to share their life with quickly or... All right, having trouble reading tonight. So let's start over. Brody and Antia have been helping singles all over the world to find the right partner to share their life with quickly without loneliness, sadness, or wasting any more time. They specialize in helping you find a long-term, loving, and supportive relationship fast and be happier in your life without fear, anxiety, or continuing to be single. They combine the masculine and the feminine to help you build your confidence and communication skills to find the one ASAP. So I'd like to welcome Antia and Brody to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, hi, Carly.
You're welcome. So before I tell everyone about the two of you, I just want to tell them how we met because it's a really fun story. So... Mm-hmm. Let's see, it was the beginning of December. We attended a conference together, and on the first day of the conference, my roommate and I were going to have lunch, and Brody was standing behind me. Of course, I didn't know his name at the time, and I turned, like, without even thinking about it, it was like, Spirit said, you need to talk to this person, and I did. And I turned around and I said, do you want to have lunch with us? And Brody looked up at me and said, well, yes. And I didn't even know what they did at the time either. So we sit down, lunch, Brody starts telling us, and Antia comes and joins us at the table, and I said, well, that's why I was meant to meet you two.
Mm-hmm.
So fun
it was great.
Story. Yeah, it was amazing. So let me tell everyone just a bit about you two. So Brody or Roderick Boyd has been helping single men all over the world to find the right woman to share their life with fast without fear, anxiety, or rejection for over 12 years. He has a degree in communications and interpersonal relationships, and for over a decade studied everything that he could get his hands on in the arts of women, dating, and building great confidence and social skills without fear. Antia has been helping single women all over the world to find the right man to share their life with quickly, without loneliness, sadness, or wasting any more time for over 9 years. She studied personality psychology at UC Berkeley and has spoken on stages and radio shows all over California and has led to dozens of soulmate support groups where most of the women there have attracted the right man for them. She's also currently lives in the beautiful Bay Area with her loving and supportive husband, Brody. So I'm so excited to have you two on the show. I have been ever since we met.
Aww.
So tell the audience, and for those of you listening live, this is a live show. So if you have any questions for myself, Antia, or Brody, you can call in at 323-642-1569 and just dial 1, and we'll be happy to answer any of your questions. All right. So how did you two get onto this path?
Yeah, so I'll start with that.
Okay.
Yeah, usually we go ladies first, but we'll mix it up a little bit. That's what I'm feeling. So, universe is guiding me. But, I basically was broken up with. I grew up in a household where I felt very controlled with by my mom, first off. So I kind of was really frustrated by that growing up. And then in college, I worked on breaking free my parents' influence. I got my first serious relationship, and she actually ended up dumping me, the girl that I was with, for 2.5 years. She ended up dumping me, and I was actually severely depressed by that, surprisingly, afterwards. And I entered a really deep depression for about 1.5 years. and, you know, contemplated suicide, was rejected, poor social skills, low confidence, the whole thing. And then in the depths of my depression, I realized, okay, either I'm going to end it and just be done with this, or what I fortunately decided to do is I said, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes to never have to feel this way ever again. And I started this journey of studying everything I could get my hands on, and women, dating, building great social skills, confidence, and eventually ended up hiring a mentor, one-on-one mentor, a man who really taught me how to be good with women, how to socialize properly, building my confidence, being a man. Eventually, I was with, you know, a lot of different women. I learned a lot in that phase, and eventually realized I wanted a super high-quality woman and met the lovely Antia. And through that whole process, that's why I became so passionate about wanting to help other single men to find the right woman for them and not have to go through all that intense journey that I had to go through myself. So that's a little bit of my background. You want to share a little bit on your...
Yeah, totally. So I grew up in a German household of an emotionally absent mom. And so when I say that, it basically means like words like I love you, and hugs were really just as common, as I always say, as Christmas and Thanksgiving falling on the same day. And my dad was really just always telling me, like, who do you think you are? So, like, when, if you put those together, like, fast forward, when I started dating, you know, I just took a lot of, like, that lack of confidence that I had, you know, that I didn't develop, basically, in my childhood, and took that into my dating, you know, and my sadness and my loneliness. And so I started attracting emotionally unavailable men. And so what that means is men who just drop off the earth and don't call you back or don't text you back without any further notice. And it just made me feel like even more sad, you know, because I just felt so rejected and I just couldn't understand why this happened. So then I left Germany. So I said, you know, I'm just going to start a new chapter, got myself into UC Berkeley and really studied attachment styles, personality, psychology, and everything I could get my hands on, you know, to really understand the dynamics between the masculine and feminine. I went to seminars and workshops, learned about feminine and masculine dynamics and understanding men and anything that you could imagine around dating and men, mm-hmm. And really that dynamic between them. And for me, it wasn't really until, you know, along the way, it was interesting also that I was helping already so many other women along the way because I learned so much, and obviously what I learned worked, right? So I did like mm-hmm. little support groups and group coachings and things like that. And for me, it wasn't really until I just really understood that I had to make myself vulnerable, right? And I had to open up. So it's not just about the teaching, but mm-hmm. it's really like practicing it and allowing to be vulnerable. And that's when I hired a one-on-one coach and learned how to be vulnerable without looking weak, setting boundaries without feeling guilty, and also how to trust myself. And just a couple of months later, I met this lovely man that's sitting here right next to me out of nowhere. He fell out of the tree.
I chased her until she caught me. She caught me with
Yeah, it sounds like you opened yourself up to receiving him.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
we both met. Yeah.
Well, yeah, go ahead and tell the story about how you met.
Okay. So, we met in lovely Waikiki in Hawaii. I met at a meetup group, and she invited me to... Or we met, we talked after the meetup, and I ended up, it was a workshop, actually, self-improvement workshops. That's why we're both really big fans of going to classes and workshops as a way to meet quality singles, because these are people who are working on themselves, and it's going to be a better quality relationship also when you do find that right person.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up inviting her to another meetup, and we got to this other meetup, and then afterwards we were out walking in the parking lot, and I think I just at one point put my arm around her and said, you kind of like me, don't you? Or something like that. We were talking, and then you want to tell the rest?
Well, yeah, and then he just, you know, the Hawaiian moon was out, and so Brody kissed me, and then he looked at me and he said, you know, you're the girl of my story. And he just was, like, serious about that, you know. So he just knew pretty much right away when we met that I'm the one for him.
Love it. I love it.
Yeah. And I pretty much tell my men that it's about getting clear on what you want. And I called it my story. I wrote down exactly what I wanted. And when I met her, she was basically everything on my list, like exactly. And I just told her, like, wow, you're the girl for my story. You know, it was just really interesting. And, yeah, and we kissed under the Hawaiian moon, and it was really romantic. And we just took it. The rest was kind of history. We found we had so much in common and connected on all levels. And just really built this life together because we really support each other and being the best we can both be and growing in all areas.
Yeah, and how long ago did you two meet?
2.5 years.
Okay. Wonderful. Yeah, so that's just, yeah. Someone was, I was talking on the, or to someone recently, and I was at a holiday party last week, and she was, you know, really concerned about not finding someone, and I was like, honey, there's someone out there for everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, if my grandfather at 96 years old can be dating and meeting women, there's a chance.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a lot of fun, and I agree. Like, getting clear on who you're looking for is, like, the number one ingredient to finding that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, totally. And it's really, and I've been single my whole life. Like, I never really dated anybody seriously. So I, when a woman comes to me, and I have that, I have women come to me that have been single for 15, 20 years, right? And then start finally dating and going out and attracting a man because Bodhi always says, like, your past does not equal your future, right?
Right.
So just write that down, ladies and gentlemen who's on a call right now. Like, just really write that down because that's the truth, right? Like, whatever you've observed in the past has nothing to do with what's possible for you and what you can experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and maybe we covered this, but what's the number one secret to start finding the right partner for you?
Yeah, well, that's the one I always go for, is the number one is really that clarity. But there's a key with it. What we've both found is that when you get clear on what you want, so you sit down, you get out a piece of paper, and you write down, if you can have anything that you want right now in relation to dating and romantic relationships, what is it that you really, really want? And you start writing down your list, and you go down and you write everything that you think that you want, and get really clear, because clarity is queen, as Antje says, or I say clarity is king. but the key is then you have to go to the next level down, which a lot of people don't do. They'll get, I mean, most people don't even write down what they want. So you're already putting yourself above 95% of people who are in the dating pool just by getting clear on what you want. But then when you actually take the next step is where things get really powerful for you, is when you write down why those things are important to you. So you write down, if you want somebody who has a college degree, why is that important to you? If you want someone who's a certain age range, why is that important to you? If you want somebody who has a certain hair color, why is that important to you, or a certain body type or a certain personality? And that gets you to a deeper level that's getting you closer to what it is you really want, what's at the core. Because what we both found is that the surface level is usually, it's not really based on what your true soul really wants. It's more based on, a lot of that stuff will come up based on society and based on your parents and based on your best friends and what you think that you should be wanting. But once you go down to deeper levels, why do you want that? Why do you want that? Why do you want that? You know, in the Greek culture, they called it, the ancient Greek culture, they had the five whys. You know, you ask yourself why. Five times you go deep enough, get to the core, that's going to give you that drive and that power and the true clarity where you're aligned on all levels to really be calling in that person that you're really meant to be with. And if you don't go that levels, those deep, that deeply into it, you're basically just on the surface and you're going to be getting mixed results still in your dating.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I've seen so many times that, like, you know, like, I had friends who attracted everything that quote unquote wanted, that was on their list, but then they realized they're not happy, right? Because they just thought like, oh, it has to look this way, and that's the only way how it can feel a certain way, but they really dismissed what, like in marketing, it's called like features versus benefits, right? So they were just focused on the features versus like what's behind that, right? Like what is actually important about that, you know, like how that looks on the surface. So I think it's just really important to know. And also, you know, when you say clarity, like it's really like to, you know, when you have clarity, you're willing to walk away from everything that is not what you want, right? So that's the other side of clarity. It's really like that commitment of, like, you have so much commitment that, like, even if you could have security right now with, like, mediocre, you have so much commitment to your clarity, to what you really want, that you're willing to face the uncertainty, to you know, to, and feel vulnerable or feel, like, lonely for a certain period of time because you're so committed to what you want versus, like, settling for what you don't, what you kind of don't want, right? Like, it's just really a mediocre feeling.
And the feeling really is the key, too, because once you get down to it, at the end of the day, we all just want to be happy. And if you find a partner who may not appear on the surface what you were thinking that you wanted, but at the deeper level, you feel happier when you're with them. You feel more joy. You feel loved and connected. You feel like you're living your purpose. You feel supported. You feel held, fulfilled, contented. And just like your life is fully complete and you are just totally in the flow of life, that's what we all really want at the end of the day. So that's another barometer that can help to not get caught in the superficial of getting trapped in a relationship that doesn't ultimately fulfill you, is ask yourself when you're dating someone, like, do I really enjoy myself when I'm with this person? Do I really feel better about myself?
Yes.
Do I feel good when I'm with them?
Yes.
Or do I not? You know, or is there something off here? And that should be the real compass to know if this person is right for you or if it's just you trying to convince yourself or is it just you following all the road signs that have been laid out for you by societal programming and parental upbringing and get past all that programming to something deeper.
Yeah, points of view.
Yeah,
I love it. It's, you know, that's extremely important, you know, getting clear. But I love the five whys. I was like, ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
that made me tingle a little bit.
And it's also really like focusing on yourself, right? It's really not focusing on, oh, am I pleasing the other person right now? What is the other person thinking, right? But it's really about how am I feeling, right? So you bring the attention and really like the energy back towards yourself, right? And really check in with yourself and you're honest with yourself.
Yeah, because, you know, and that helps. I mean, I talk to a lot of singles and I'm sure you know, when you're talking to a client, we often bring up, so if you're thinking, you know, you came to me because you want to be in a relationship. So what fears show up when you are having this relationship? Potential relationship is coming up in your future. So what fears show up? And a lot of people I find, and I'd love to hear what you find, say that I'm afraid I'm going to lose part of myself. I'm afraid I'm going to lose who I am because I've got out of this relationship not knowing who I was, and I don't want to go back to that place.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, what I find with women, it's, like, that fear of losing control, right? Like, that is really, like, the thread that, like, puts itself through all the stories that I hear. It's, like, that fear of losing control, right? But,
right.
Yeah, that's actually, like, the most important piece, right? Because, you know, you can't stay in control. I don't feel like love emerges like when you're making sure you control your life, right? That's not when love emerges. Like love emerges when we surrendered, when we release, when we let go, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important, and to just really and that goes back to one of the key pieces is really like trusting yourself. We'll go more into that, but trusting yourself, because the more you trust yourself, and really it starts with trusting yourself, because then that fear of losing control will go away.
Yeah, and trusting your intuition and trusting your awareness.
Yes.
Because that's how you honor yourself.
So.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Well, for the men's side of things too, I can mention just a couple, which is, I think men's deepest fear, what I've seen is with myself and the men that I worked with, is really the fear of rejection. And that can come up in a whole bunch of different ways in the dating process, as well as once they're actually in a relationship, which is the fear of not being good enough, the fear of having her be interested in another man. You know, women have the same fears, you know, but for men in particular, that fear of rejection, because in tribal society, you know, if a man was rejected by a woman, if that woman was in cahoots with the leadership of the tribe, that man could be potentially exiled from the whole tribe, you know. So there was a lot at stake in ancient times for being accepted or rejected by certain women in the tribe. So that fear will show up in so many ways, mostly in the fear of approaching and even starting a conversation with a woman, but also in the other state is the fear of, oh, what if I run out of things to say during the conversation? What if I have awkward silences? What if I say something stupid? The foot in the mouth syndrome, or what if I cause her to lose interest in me and go for another man? You know, it's a big one for men.
Wonderful, I can totally see it. So we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll come back and let's talk about a bit how we overcome those fears.
So
we will be back in just a bit.
Hey, this is Alvin, and this is Calvin. We're the godsons of the late legendary Godfather Soul himself, Mr. James Brown. We'll be at the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, June 5th, 2016, brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. And as the Godfather always told us, whatever we do, it's got to be funky. See you there. Good God.
be honest. It's like the first time in my life I'm proud of what I'm about. And I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to tell you, girl. Cause I love you. You're the one I need. Maybe I done had them all. I don't want nobody but you. Oh, darling. Honey, let me break it down. See, we living in a lonely world. Ain't too tired of the running round. Don't you want to be my only girl? Maybe can I be the one you call? You're tired of the lies and truth is all you want to hear. Please, well, baby, here I am. I'm your man.
Hi, this is Evelyn Champagne King, and on behalf of me and my brother Johnny King, we're very excited to be a part of Faces of Success 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, at the Grand Sierra Hotel. We'll be making our way down the red carpet, performing my new single, Dance All Night, so you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a lot of great talent. See you there.
Welcome back to Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein, and my special guests this evening are Antia and Brody Boyd on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com.
And again, this is a live show, so anyone listening have any questions for Antia, Brody, or myself, you can call in at 323-642-1569. Just dial 1. So before the break, we were talking about what you find are people's biggest fears in terms of relationship or and dating. So, Brody, you were talking about men have men and women, but more so men than women have a very big fear of rejection. So, mm-hmm. What tips do you have for helping them get over that?
Yeah, so fear of rejection can be such a deep fear and can be ingrained with all different parts of somebody's psychology. And so what I found is the best way to overcome, it's hard to do it alone, you know. It helps so much to have support, to have mentorship, somebody who can help guide you along the path, getting out of those old fear patterns and thought patterns and getting into a whole new mindset. It is kind of like learning how to walk again, you know, to function without having fears getting in the way of your life, really, because they can run your whole dating life and your whole life in general if you're letting fears just rule you. And so the mentorship and support really is key. A lot of what we help our clients with in our Find the One Summit and other events that we do. But one of the things that also really just at the end of the day gets over fear is just action. You know, really one of the quickest ways other than mentorship and mindset shifts is you just have to be in action. You have to take action. You have to do it. I call it dancing with the fear. So if you try to push against somebody, you push them over, but if somebody's pushing against you and you're resisting them, it's just going to be you resisting them. But if you learn how to dance with them and use that energy and dance with it, you can move wherever you want to go. So it's about learning how to dance with the fear and use the fear to your advantage and facing the fear and getting up close and personal with the fear. And when you actually take that action and do something different, get out of your comfort zone and make a change, because again, if nothing changes, by definition, nothing changes. So if nothing changes in your life, nothing's going to change in your life. If you don't change, your life isn't going to change. If your behaviors don't change, you can't expect to get any new results. So you have to do something different. You have to take action, and you have to get up and close and personal with that fear, as well as managing the way you're using your mind and your thoughts. And that's a whole other discussion, the beliefs that you have underlying all of your mental wiring. But those are the two biggest things.
And before the break with Antia, I love that, Brody. I was just going right back into we were talking about a big fear for women is losing this independence or a sense of themselves and losing control of their lives. So what tips or what do you recommend for women?
Well, so first of all, it's knowing that it's really based on fear of vulnerability, right? Because the fear of losing control, what it really means is like the fear of being taken advantage of, right?
Yeah.
So like, which goes back to trust, right? So for me, like a huge thing was just really learning how to trust, you know, just simply trust myself, trust like my inner voice. And it could be like small ways, like when you drive down the street and like, you know, for some reason you hear, hey, you need to make a left, even if it doesn't make sense, right? Or go to a party that like your mind says, well, I don't know, right? But you just feel like this notch, right? Like Carly, what you mentioned, right? Like something told you, like, I have to talk to Brody, right? That's like kind of availability, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we're
right.
talking about. Like you're modeling that so beautifully, right? And that's what a lot of women are really missing. It's like that availability to that intuition, to that guidance that I'm convinced, like I have really that belief that we're surrounded by signals and little nudges in the world, right? And the matter is, like, are you available to them, right? Are you listening
right.
to them? Can you even receive them, right? Can you even interpret them, right? And so it really comes back to that, like, and it's really also about facing it, right? Because fear is really the only thing that gets smaller when you face it, right?
Right.
So that's what I found on my journey, was really facing it along with like a mentor that I had on my side, right? Because it would have been really hard to walk through this, but really ask for the rejection, lean into the rejection, right? Because what I really find is like that fear of vulnerability or the fear of rejection, it's really just more the fear of the emotion that happens after the rejection. It's not the reaction itself, the rejection itself. I mean, I was like practicing to just like seeking out rejection, right? Like a sport, challenge. And guess what? Like, I couldn't get them. You know, I didn't get rejected. So I had to just do impossible things, like call somebody from L.A. and say, hey, can you come tonight to my speech, right? And of course you can't, you know. And then my friends would always say, oh, did you didn't get your rejection again today, right? So he knew about that challenge that I put myself under. But really, like, leaning into what you're afraid of.
Right.
It's like that famous FDR quote, you know, we have nothing to fear except for fear itself. And actually, the fear of fear is often the biggest problem for people. It's actually that they're so afraid of being afraid that they don't even get close enough to even see the fear for what it really is and see how it holds them back.
Because here's what happens, right? Like, you always attract what you resist, right? So if you resist, like, being controlled, well, guess what? You're going to attract another person who's, like, making you, like, controlling you in some way, right? Or taking advantage of you, or you're putting yourself into a position where you feel being taken advantage of, because it's all based on subconscious beliefs. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we're picking up billions of bits of information every single second, and what you really take on and what you take into your memory and your belief, it's really, you know, it's depending on what your subconscious is like programmed at, right? So that's why a mentor helps me with that, right? To go deeper with that, to understand what programs am I actually running on and why am I creating the same scenario over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. I always tell people, make love to the resistance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make love, adore it, cherish it, treasure it, right? Like,
yeah,
exactly.
Invite it in,
exactly.
And just make love to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's really like a little child. Like, I always feel like it's like a little child. So, I mean, would you just, like, shush a little child and be like, shut up, right? No, you would, like, give it a hug, right? Or, like, take it on your arm and just kind of soothe it. Like, it's okay. You know, we'll still go through it, but you'll be fine. It'll be fine, right?
Yeah, right.
And so once you develop a new relationship with the different parts inside of you, and that's what I teach my clients how to do, right? Like, to align all the different parts inside of you and have a loving relationship with all of them, that's when you start sailing into the right direction.
Yeah. And it's very interesting, and something just kind of came up for me when you were telling that. We've talked about masculine and feminine energy a little bit, and I've talked about it plenty of times on the show, and I know that's a lot of the basis of the conversations we've had and, you know, a lot of the work you do. But it's very interesting. So I've noticed prior to last Saturday, I was running very high masculine energy, like extremely high. And I know I attract very feminine men when I'm in that mode. And so a very heavy piece of wood fell on my foot last Friday, so a week ago Friday. And which, you know, I said, oh, it'll be fine in 15 minutes, but 5 hours later I still couldn't move my toes. So we had a big problem, especially because 20 people were coming over to my house the next evening. So I go to urgent care the next day, and they want to put me in a wheelchair. And I was resisting the wheelchair. I was like, I can walk. And it felt so uncomfortable to be in this wheelchair. And then once they finally got me in this room, and I'm sitting there, and I went, oh. Hello, surrender. Like, I was in this huge control mode that I wasn't able to surrender.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And once I figured that out, I was fine being in the wheelchair. And then they said, okay, you have a foot contusion, wear this boot, ice it, you'll be fine. So, of course, that evening, 20 people are coming over because I had the social singles group I run holiday party that night. And I need to get ready for it. So I need to shop. I have someone with me to help me out. And we're shopping, and we go into a store, and they have holiday lingerie for $1. I was like, oh, fun. And it was in some sizes that would fit some clients. So I bought a few things. Turns out
I ended up getting 4 pieces of lingerie for free at the store. And telling my friend this, and he said, oh, I think the universe is forcing you to step into your feminine energy.
Yeah.
And it's funny because many, many things, since I figured that out and had this awareness, so many things have manifested in the last week and a half. I don't want to tell all the viewers or listeners what they are because that news will be coming out next year. But the amazing things have manifested as I realized I need to control, I need to really balance my feminine energy more.
Yeah. That's so awesome, Kali, you know, and just really, and literally, like, you know, Oprah was saying, we went to a talk first, like, a few months ago, and she said, you know, like, if, what did she say? If you don't listen to the whisper, to like whispers, you know, like, hello, become more feminine, then wait for the brickstone, right? And so that's exactly what happened to you, right? Like, you literally got, like, a huge feel, like, it was, like, literal, you know, how it happened to you.
Right on the foot.
Right on the foot. So, I mean, you know, it's just all about moving forward, right? So,
yes.
Interesting. Yeah.
I think it's so important. Actually, one of the things we help in our, what we do in our complimentary Find the Right Partner sessions, strategy sessions, is we help people actually get close to the fear, like what is the real fear, and actually just feel it and be with it, because so many times we're actually repressing those things that we know we need to be looking at and doing, but also looking at the desires as well, what we really want. But then so many people were repressing that. So we help people actually, like, it's so important to just get up close, like you described. I love the way you put it. It's like, what did you say, making love to resistance?
Yes.
Making love to resistance. And like I said, dancing with the fear. It's like, yeah, you want to make, bring a playful edge to it, bring a playful energy, and treat it like a game, treat it like a dance, treat it like, you know, making love. And it's just going to be that much more turned and transformed into something you can actually use to your benefit and actually improve your life with it, with that energy.
Well, yeah, and, you know, once you make love to that, you're able to live in a place of creation. So what can I create in my life? In fact, I said to a client today, I said, she said, well, I'm waiting and waiting for this. I said, don't wait, create. And I said, wow, I wish the best quotes with you.
Tweetable.
Yeah, and and that's this balance, right? Because it's like really the inspired action, right? You don't want to just like do things for the sake of it, right? But it's really like driven. It's like what you said, right? Like you were in that lingerie store our son was giving to you, and we always say what flows, what doesn't, right? And so that's what really helps, again, like come back into trusting yourself, right? Like just pay attention to what flows, what doesn't, and notice where you normally would have pushed it. And you just let it flow, right? And that's literally how you get into the flow. And the other piece I want to mention is, like, not only creation, but really magnetization, right? Like, when we're feminine, we're, like, just magnetized, right? I mean, when I went to Hawaii and I met Brody, like, I was magnetized. I don't know why I had to go to Hawaii. You know, Brody didn't know why. You know, he was actually invited by a friend to come to Hawaii, and a friend and didn't end up going, you know, but Brody had already made his plans to go.
Oh, and we were both living there, by the way. We were living in Hawaii. We weren't just visiting, so.
So it was really that magnetization, right? That's like the feminine, and that can only happen. And the masculine can't figure this out, because those are all stories that we all know of that you can't even make up in your head if you tried the hardest on your best day, right?
Huh.
That's the miracle and magic that can happen.
Well, and it's interesting you say that, because I've been feeling called to go to Vegas for a while, and I was invited by someone when we were in California. So I'm going to Vegas this weekend, but the conference that she invited me to go to has been postponed. So now I'm just going. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm feeling called to go, so I'm going.
Oh, I love it, Carly. That's
and
like
it's
a
very,
perfect example.
And it's very interesting, because here I'm trying to force it and trying to get someone to go with me, and I was like, okay, who are my friends with airline benefits and they can go there cheap? Like, I am trying to force someone to go with me because I'm resisting going alone. Whoa, hello, light bulb just showed up. And, all right, thank you, too. You just convinced me that I just need to surrender to this process.
I love it. This is so awesome. I love it.
Trusting the guidance.
The ahas
it's
I
really
have on this story.
Guidance.
So much fun. Yeah,
I love
so,
it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's very uncomfortable for me to go to Vegas by myself, and I'm not sure why, but it is. So,
stepping out of the
fun.
Comfort zone.
Yeah,
it's like leaning into the uncomfort, you know, leaning into the uncomfort because growth happens outside of the comfort zone, right? So that's exactly what you're supposed to do, right? I mean, not you're supposed to do, but like that's really what the feminine energy invites you to do, right? To just like, trust me, right? That's like this whisper, just come, you know? It's like very inviting and welcoming, you know? Just trust me, just follow your path.
Yeah, and really listening with a very large, in-tuned ear to the internal and the external signals that are coming to you, both inside and outside. What are those little nudges that you're getting? You know, we both saw Jack Canfield speak, and Anche actually talked to Jack Canfield, and one of the things he told her was follow your joy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you can actually bring that to your fear as well. There's actually a seed of joy within every fear, just like there's a seed of benefit within every challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to listen and find that seed of joy and follow that joy through the fear, even if it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like pushing through, you know, the birth canal when you're being born, it's like it's a little uncomfortable, but then you're going to experience a whole new life. You know, also the caterpillar that becomes a butterfly. It's very uncomfortable for a caterpillar to become a butterfly, but that's what it needs to do if it wants to fly.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, like I said, I'm feeling called, and when the invite, like I literally booked the room, booked the flight when we were sitting in that conference room in Vegas, or in California. So, I was like, I'm listening. It feels right. I'm going.
This is so awesome. This is so awesome. I love it. I can't wait to hear.
Well, yeah, that reminds me of me when I decided to go to Hawaii. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, you know what? I don't really know why, but I'm just gonna do it. You know, it feels like something I need to do. Like, I'm just, what the hell, just do it, you know. What it's an adventure, you know. It's like, just do it, and you never know what Steve Jobs said. You know, you can't connect the dots looking back. You can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And when you follow that nudge inside, the dots do connect towards your ultimate, you know, vision of life and your ultimate destiny.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So what do you two find that most single men and women are looking for? And what do they want the most?
So for me, like the women really look for a committed long-term relationship. They look for trust. They look for a partner and companionship, right? Like, and with companionship, I really mean like an equal partner, not where there's like, oh, you know, like one person's above the other or below the other, right? But the true, I hear a lot like partner in crime. They want like a partner in crime, right? And they want that stability. They want that support, right? That they know they can rely on, a shoulder to lean on.
And a best friend.
Yeah, the best friend. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and for the men, I find the men really want that also, which I was actually surprised by when I realized this is what I want, and I started doing this work, talking to more men about this, that I found a lot of men actually do want a loving, long-term, supportive relationship with a high-quality partner, you know, someone to share their life with, someone to go traveling the world with, someone to sit down and have great conversations with and support each other and build a life together, you know, maybe have a family and share goals and raise kids. But also, you know, at the deeper level, what we find men and women both want is, like I said earlier, that bringing it back around, going deeper into the why, they really just want that love, you know, that happiness, that joy, that contentment, that feeling fulfilled, fully filled, like every area of your life has been handled and you're on track and you're on purpose and you're fully supported. You know, that's really what's going on at the deeper level of what the people we help are really wanting.
Yeah. I love it.
It's interesting. It's like similar but different. And I did an event in the spring with a group of men and women and a colleague of mine, and we did a fishbowl exercise. And in this exercise, we had the women sitting in a circle in the middle of the room, and then the men just on the outside, just observing. And we asked the women three questions, and I have it in file somewhere. I don't know them off the top of my head. And then they answered, and the men just listened. And then we switched, and the men answered the exact same questions, and the women listened. So very, very powerful. And it was very interesting to hear at the end all the women say, wow, all I thought men wanted was sex.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
Not one of the men in that circle said that that's what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. And I know because I'm a man, so if they were going to say that, they would say it to me. They'd feel safe enough to say it to me. But we also have lots of singles workshops at our Find the One Summit. We have almost 100 singles. But and it was the same thing. It's always that when you really drive down, most of, at least the ones, the people who are attracted to us, they want, the men and the women want those same things. They want the loving, supportive partnership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a long-term relationship, you know, with a partner, and to share their life with. And it's really interesting how it's such a shared desire between the sexes for that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because what many of the men said is, I want a woman who's going to make me be a better man.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that a lot too. Yep, and I relate to that. That's what I wanted. And that's how I feel, having Antia in my life is like, I'm challenged, but yet I'm also supported in being the best man I could be. And I already have such a strong drive within myself, but it's just like that extra level of now I feel supported and feel totally accepted for going for that, for going to be a better and better and better and better version of myself. So it's really great. And it's something that we as men really do strive for. We want to be better. We want to make women happy. We want to make our partners happy. And we're not happy if our partners aren't happy,
mm-hmm.
and if we're not showing up as the best that we can be for them.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, I love it. So,
yeah.
What do you find that most singles that you work with struggle with the most in relationship or finding relationship?
Well, I'll go through just the laundry list, you might say, of just for men is really the men that I work with really struggling with the fear. Fear of rejection, fear of failure, anxiety, nervousness, being awkward around women, being nervous, not knowing what to say, not knowing how to start the conversation, how to approach a woman, the initial interactions, keeping a conversation going, and really just having those limiting beliefs, those blocks in their mindset as well, and just really feeling frustrated, sad, lonely, feeling stuck. Like they're just not moving forward, not knowing where to go to meet quality women or how to do it, how to handle the whole relationship and the whole initial stages. And they're just frustrated by that because it's just not going anywhere. They're lonely. They feel like they're wasting time and just feeling stuck and like their life isn't going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the ladies, I would say number one is trust. They just have major trust issues, you know? I mean, either they've been betrayed or just there's always like a theme and topic around trust. And it goes really hand in hand with the vulnerability, right? And really many of them, they don't even notice. Like they don't even really know what vulnerability is in a way, right? Like, you know, they just kind of like cover it up. So that's like a bigger challenge for them. It's like they're laughing it over, right? And they're just thinking, you know, okay, why are you laughing? Well, I'm just making light of it. I mean, you can't just dwell in it, right? So, like, I think the biggest challenge is literally, like, trusting, running away from their vulnerability, and also setting the appropriate boundaries, right? And just really without feeling guilty, because I think so many women go along with whatever relationship they're in right now, or when they're looking to attract the wrong man, and just not saying no, not just verbally but also energetically to the wrong man, and to be fully feeling happy about that and feeling aligned with that versus feeling guilty about that.
Yeah, I love what you said. Thank you. I also find trust is one of the biggest things, and also just feeling lost completely. So
yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say the last thing, and then both of them we really hear often is just that loneliness, that sadness, and feeling of wasting time as well are some big ones. Like they're just wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
Or running out of time.
Yeah.
Right. You feel free, if anyone says they're running out of time, say, you know, you can find love at 96 as well. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Never too late.
Right? So thank you two so much for being on the show. This is an amazing conversation.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun.
Thank you, Carly.
Well, you're welcome. So how can people get in touch with you and find out more about the work you're doing?
Yeah, so if you're located in the Bay Area, you can definitely come to our big event we have, which is called Find the One Summit. .com, or if you're wanting to travel to the Bay Area, we're offering full scholarships. You can come as our guest to that event, which we'll be doing April 2nd and 3rd. So you can come to that if you're here, or you can travel to the Bay Area. FindTheOneSummit.com is the name of that event, our event website. And then for the men, what I offer is you can go to my website, which is howtofindtherightwoman.com, howtofindtherightwoman.com, where you can sign up for a complimentary Find the Right Woman strategy session with me, 60 minutes. We can go super deep. I can give you some support with where you're at right now, totally complimentary. My gift for having us on your show, to all the men on the line as well, I'd be willing to, happy to offer that for them. I always enjoy going deeper and hearing more of helping men and just sharing my gifts. I believe Antje has one as well.
Yeah, and for the ladies on the call, what I really invite you and welcome you to do is really explore what you really want, what we really talked about, and to help me assist you in that and really find out what is your big why. And that's my complimentary Find the Right Man discovery session, and that's really like a one-on-one call on the phone with me for about 60 minutes. Well, we go really super deep, and it's really all about you. We really put your love life under a microscope and really help you to develop a structure, strategy, whatever it is for you that you need to really find the right partner for you. And you can go to that website to howtofindtherightman.com. Again, that's therightman.com. And
yeah.
You're welcome to sign up there.
Yeah, we made it pretty convenient. howtofindtherightman.com and howtofindtherightwoman.com. Pretty straightforward, easy to remember for everybody. Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. So, again, thank you two so much for being on the show. And for those of you who are in the Denver area, I have two workshops coming up in January. And they are, one is January 7th, and it's specifically for women, and it's called Healing the Goddess, and you can find that on meetup.com, on Social Singles Denver, or you can find it on Facebook, Healing the Goddess. It's actually a puja, which is a healing exercise. And then I have another workshop, January 12th, called Finding Love, Three Keys to Finding Your Perfect Partner in 2016. So those are for people in the Denver area. You can also find that on my website, carlystein.com. And I, again, want to thank Antje and Brody for being on the show. And next week we have Devin Kearns with Relationship Rocks. And I love talking to Devin. He's a lot of fun. And for all those listening, I want to wish you a very safe and happy new year. And we will be back with Dating, Mating, and Relating with Carly Stein on Faces of Success Radio in the new year.
Hey, this is Alvin. And this is Calvin. We're the godsons of the late legendary godfather soul himself, Mr. James Brown. We'll be at the 2016 Old School Celebrity Reunion in Reno, Nevada, June 5th, 2016, brought to you by Faces of Success Radio. And as the Godfather always told us, whatever we do, it's got to be funky. See you there. Good God.